This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singarian for Jane Lindholm. In early April, something happened at the State House that really had people unnerved. No, nothing to do with budgets or other legislative issues. Ceres, the statue of the goddess of agriculture, was removed from the State House dome. The 80-year-old waterlogged pinewood creation had seen far better days, and it was time to replace her. The new statue is nearing completion at the Barry Granite Museum, where callous sculptor Chris Miller has been working 10 to 12-hour days to create the third rendition of Ceres. I stopped by on Friday to get an update on the process.
I'm just trying to organize the wheat. It's very busy, very detailed. The whole surface has been roughed out at an earlier stage, and now I'm just trying to organize where individual, I guess they'd be seed pods of wheat go, and how they are arranged on stalks. And it's all laid out in the model. It's in mahogany. It's 14 and a half feet tall. It's somewhere around 4,000 pounds. Fortunately, I can change position. I have a big crane here at the Granite Museum. Earlier on, the front half and the back half were separate also, so I could flip the back half over, work on getting that organized at least. And then I can flip it onto its side and stand it up and work on it. It's difficult with the way the grain of wood is to work on it in a vertical position because you're carving straight up or straight down, which is cumbersome. So I lift it up, look at it, take a lot of notes, pictures, things I want to fix, change, and adjust, and then put it down in a horizontal position where I can get to everything. There's something very soothing and relaxing and satisfying about, a sharp chisel going through wood. You're problem solving and making decisions as you're going along all day long. And it's just like working on a puzzle or something. You get very focused on it, and it's just as relaxing as can be. It started out with the model process. And Jerry Williams, a sculptor here in Barry at Barry Sculpture Studios, he and I teamed up that he would do the model and create that from the existing photographs of the original, which is two blurry old photographs and a drawing, which Larkin Mead did in 1858. So Jerry created a clay model from that, and that took all of June and into July. And while that was going on, I was sourcing the materials and organizing the workspace and getting that ready. And then as soon as that was done, we scanned that with a digital scanner, made a 3D computer model. And that way, each layer of wood, they could split it like an MRI and do a printout of every single layer of wood. And there's 30 layers wide in this thing. So that I could put a pattern on each panel of wood, bandsaw out the parts that we don't need. When it all came together, it wasn't just a big square block. It was a segment. It looked like a stack of Legos. The proposal was to do as much of the surface carving, the last inch or so, by hand, the way it was done in 1868. And it's, it's entertaining for people to watch, and it honors the tradition. It's expected November 30th, and there's a very good chance it'll be done by then. I have reserved the right to, if it's not done, it's not going to go up, of course. So if it takes more time, they'll delay it. But there's a fairly good chance that we'll hit that date. There's still 3 weeks, and it should be plenty of time.
That's sculptor Chris Miller working on the new Ceres statue that is expected to be lifted onto the State House dome on Friday, November 30th. The process has been open to the public at the Barry Granite Museum, and several thousand people have stopped by to watch him work already. Miller says he often has to clear up two misconceptions about the statue. It is white, not gold. The dome is gold. And the statue has always been made of wood, not marble or granite.